Commander Scuba, welcome to the podcast. The feelings and facts about lifting the ban on women in combat. Also, the ridiculous. Let's get started. Tonight, how politicians who oppose women serving in combat reconcile their position with the facts about women serving in combat. You can hear for yourself and you can decide for yourself. Today, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta announced the military will let women serve in frontline combat units, including infantry, armor, artillery, even potentially special forces.
Our nation was built on the premise of the citizen soldier. In our democracy, I believe it is the responsibility of every citizen to protect the nation.
Well, the policy came together after more than a year's effort by Secretary Panetta and Joint Chiefs Chairman Martin Dempsey, with the heads of each service signing off. The branches will have until May to submit plans for integrating women. They'll also be able to make the case that certain specialties should not be open to women, special forces, for instance. Now, early reaction was mixed. Ryan Smith, a retired Marine infantryman, said that men and women side by side in combat would be distracting, awkward, and harmful to unit cohesion.
Combat's a very hard game, and I think people are being awfully cavalier about this restriction being lifted. Combat's a life or death game, and if we get this wrong, the loser dies.
Republican Senator James Inhofe sounded alarm bells as well, warning that Congress might have to put the brakes on the idea, and social conservative groups such as the Family Research Council also weighed in against the idea. The FRC asking on its homepage tonight, how much national security is our president willing to forego to promote this kind of progressive feminism? Keep it honest, though, not every conservative feels this way. House Armed Services Chairman Buck McKeon, for one, said he welcomed today's announcement. In addition, people on both sides of the aisle acknowledge that the idea of women in combat is totally normal if you speak German or Hebrew, Dutch, French, Finnish, or Polish. The armed forces in all those countries, plus Canada, Australia, Romania, Norway, and Sweden, allow women in combat units. In addition, there's the inescapable fact that in modern warfare, the front line can be blurry, meaning troops in nominally non-combat roles can wind up in combat.
In fact, in 2003, when I got to Baghdad as the commander of 1st Armored Division, my first foray out of the forward operating base, I hopped into the up-armored Humvee, and I asked the driver, you know, who he was, where he was from, and I slapped the turret gunner on the leg, and I said, "Who are you?" And she leaned down and said, "I'm Amanda." And I said, "Oh, okay."
Amanda, or Tammy, Lieutenant Colonel Tammy Duckworth, lost her legs from RPG fire piloting a Black Hawk chopper in Iraq. The now Congresswoman Duckworth looks at today's decision and sees it as part of a long tradition of reform and resistance.